the brain loves habits, but it loves the habits it has already. It really doesn't like you changing habits. So when you try to change a habit, your brain sets up a fair amount of resistance.
Welcome back to Learning Life with John Toda. Our guest today is Eileen Pease, the founder and president of Dynamic Learning, where she helps individuals increase productivity and enhance their working environment. And particularly with the challenges everyone is facing nowadays, I thought Eileen could teach us how to maximize our brain power to increase our resilience during these times. So I love this process you have. And let me just restate and make sure I got it right for our audience. But it's basically the ABCs of habit change. You've got your anchor, which is your normal routine. That's your stimulus that you're going to attach your new desired behavior to. B is that behavior, but you remember to keep it as a small step. Don't try to accomplish your end goal immediately. You do break it up into small, achievable behavior changes. And then C, be the celebration or the reward, which I think important because a lot of people forget that. Mm-hmm. And what do you recommend for a reward if I were saying, okay, I want to do more cardio. So I want to get to the point where I run at a slow pace for 30 minutes a day.
Okay. So what time of day do you think you'd do it?
So in the morning.
Okay. So let's say before breakfast?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So say when I finished dressing, or whatever is a dependable routine. So when I have done X, then I'm going to put on my sneakers. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to celebrate. Because putting on your sneakers is the tiny habit.
And that's way better than getting on the treadmill and running.
Right, right. Okay. So the thing about the celebration is you celebrate every time you put on your sneakers. Now, because the brain is beginning to like you putting on your sneakers, you might say, well, and I could step on the tread machine for, well, a minute. I'm just going to do it for a minute. But you've already celebrated that you've put on your sneakers. So it's always the tiny habit is always the very small habit you've first done.
Right, right.
Now, you can celebrate again when you've run for 10 minutes or whatever. But if you understand that, I mean, what put me off at one point when I was trying to do the stair climbing was, you know, I did 5 minutes, and then later on in the day it was like, oh, I don't have time to do 5 minutes. Well, I would have had time to just go down the stairs once and back up again, which is what the original tiny habit was. And then I would still feel successful and I'd still be able to celebrate. Once the tiny habit becomes automatic, it usually leads to more and more of what you want. But you have to link the ABC. And this isn't my idea, this is BJ Fogg's idea. But I like it because it works with what I know about the way the brain works.
Yeah, and I think it's a simple way. Like I could see how it would work where you'd say, hey, you're not trying to get the biggest workout in every morning, but if you could just get yourself on the treadmill for 5 minutes just walking and then reward yourself for that, at least you know you get into that position